Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 9 March 2015. It is Monday. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. I hope you did something good for yourself and someone else. We had a wonderful visit from Gary Franchi and his family. You heard him on Friday on the program. We had an excellent time showing them around Versailles and getting to know them. And I just thank you all for joining us today. Wish we could get to know all of you, but there's a lot of you and very few of us, and it would be wonderful if we could have some kind of get-together, some type of goat roping, Missouri goat roping. But anyway, thank you all for being part of the Power Hour today. If you're listening to television, you're hearing ISIS has just expanded. Oh, yeah. They are taking on other groups now. Seriously. Seriously. Well, it looks a little strange. They're still tearing up cities and taking out the ruins, the historical ruins, we're told. Don't know if that's really happening or not. Haven't seen any pictures of it. Supposedly now the U.S. freezes $640 million in sanctioned Russian bank assets. We have a new world's top arms importer. You're going to be surprised at this, I think. I was. The top importer of arms in the world? Well, guess who is the top seller of arms in the world? That one's going to be real easy for you. And some questions about the Malaysian plane, 370, that crashed. I mean, just how do you not even find a cocktail napkin out of a plane like that, huh? How do you not find any of the huge pieces of that? Amazing, isn't it? By the way, we're going to be talking today to two people who have knowledge of SSRI drugs. One person is pretty much the expert, one of the experts in the United States, Ann Blake Tracy. Dr. Ann Blake Tracy will be joining us to talk about the SSRI murders. She does not mince words. It's time that we take the pharmaceutical companies to task, ladies and gentlemen. Then in the third hour, I've been telling you we were going to have the show Whatever Happened To? Well, whatever happened to the mother who killed her five children? We're going to talk to her attorney today, George Parnum, because there were some things that took place in that case afterwards that, well, we never heard about. And why was that? So, lots of information. If you go to the guest section, you're going to see a lot of good websites. Why Do Moms Kill Their Kids? That's one article by Dr. Mercola. Suicide and Death can lurk in each SSRI pill by Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. Mother who killed her five children was on cocktail of psych drugs. And Yates' drug has possible link to homicidal ideas. It's not a pretty picture, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not a pretty program. But we need to address it because somehow, some way, we want to stop this from happening over and over again. And it is. There is reaction to the Netanyahu trip to the United States. Of course, everybody was fawning over him, or else they were rejecting him, and I'm not going to go to the program that he speaks at. But it appears now lots and lots of people are filling the streets of Tel Aviv saying, nope, we don't want the guy. And what made a doctor get sick? Was it the Ebola, or was it the vaccine he got for Ebola, the antidote for Ebola? He went to NIH. Judge Napolitano speaking out on Hillary Clinton's emails. Oh, my. I only hope he is right, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley.
Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Is there a vitamin that can save you from dementia? Gosh, I sound like CNN, don't I? Asking the question with the question mark at the end of the sentence. Well, maybe. We'll talk about that later. The United States has frozen $640 million in sanctioned Russian bank assets. The U.S. has frozen these accounts from several of the banks as part of America's escalating sanctions, the war against Russia over its policy in Ukraine. Russian assets have been frozen in dozens of U.S. financial institutions like Citibank, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase. Russia is not liking this, by the way. And as a result of this and many other things that have been done against Russia, Russia has now joined together officially with China, and we're choosing up teams. That's right. China and Russia will continue to support each other and jointly uphold international peace as both countries are permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. Furthermore, Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi says China and Russia will continue to improve bilateral cooperation in various sectors, including financial, oil and gas, as well as nuclear power. And Germany, I'm surprised at this one also, according to Zero Hedge, has had enough with the U.S. neocons. Berlin is stunned at the United States' desire for war in Ukraine. I bet there are a lot of people and a lot of countries that are also stunned at the United States' NATO advancement, because that's what it is. It's the promotion of NATO, a.k.a. U.S., to take over control of other countries. As Der Spiegel reports, while U.S. President Obama supports Chancellor Merkel's efforts at finding a diplomatic solution at the Ukrainian crisis, hawks in Washington seem determined to torpedo Berlin's approach. And NATO's top commander in Europe hasn't been helping either, with sources in the chancellery, and they've referred to Breedlove's comments as dangerous propaganda. ExxonMobil boosts Russian oil assets by 450% in 2014, despite the sanctions. ExxonMobil Corp. has continued to buy rights to develop Russian oil deposits despite the sanctions, increasing the area from 11.4 million acres to 63.7 million acres in 2014. It's an area larger than the UK. In the US, the oil major owns the rights to develop 14.6 million acres, and until last year was the company's biggest single asset, although Exxon had to suspend development at the Arctic Shelf in October due to the sanctions. The company continued to stake rights to the areas of Russia that can bring in tens of billions of barrels in the coming decades. Isn't it amazing how the United States always comes out on top? They always do. No matter what happens, they are the ones who seem to do okay. And surprisingly, we've got a new world top arms importer. Can you guess who it is? Well, according to RT, Saudi Arabia has now become the world's biggest importer of weapons and defensive systems, overtaking the previous record holder, which was India. According to a new report, which examined the arms trade across 65 countries last year, data revealed by the IHS Jane 360 in its Global Defense Trade Report shows that Saudi Arabia spent over $6.4 billion on defense purchases in 2014, dislodging India from the top post, who only spent $5.57 billion, which placed it second. So, and we know who the biggest seller of legal and illegal arms are. So again, the United States comes out on top. Greece risks bankruptcy as Europe rejects a payment plan. It's quite hilarious, Zerohead says, if it were not so tragic, that this is what a government in an industrialized nation comes up with. There will be little laughter in cash-strapped Greece, however, if the Sunday Times is correct in its report that the Eurogroup finance ministers are to reject radical reform proposals from Greece at a meeting in Brussels tomorrow. As the Times concluded, Greece is hoping for a favorable response because, unless the cash injection is approved, Greece, again, we are told, faces a full-scale default. Malaysian air traffic control supervisor reportedly slept on the night of the MH370 disappearance. Now, I would remind you, ladies and gentlemen, it is 1 year post-MH370 going missing. Not the crash, but the missing airliner. And, of course, they're coming out with all kinds of stories now. The batteries were dead in the pinger. Now, we got programmed to understand what a pinger was, because they bring it down to the lowest common denominator for all of us to understand, of course. So the pinger had batteries that went out a year before or prior to the planes going missing. And that just now comes out, because they want it to come out now. And also, Malaysia bad, Malaysia bad, Malaysia Airlines bad, bad, in the way they handle this whole thing. And that's the stories that are coming out right now. You know, you never hear them talk about Delta or American or any other airline. When there's a crash or a problem, they never say, bad airline, or bad country because of it. But boy, you do when it comes to Malaysia, though. Pretty amazing, if you ask me. Liberia is now close to being declared Ebola-free. We're told. I don't know the truth to that one. We have to either take the stories as we see them, or we have to take them and then question them, which I like to do because some of this stuff makes no sense whatsoever. And up to 30,000 people filled the streets of Tel Aviv in an anti-Netanyahu rally. Sure didn't see that one on television, did you? Only a few days after the fawning occurred here in the United States, you know, when Netanyahu was celebrated and drooled over by America's top warmongers. Large protests against him erupted in the nation's section, largest city, Tel Aviv. Just like any other country, Israel is dealing with plenty of very important domestic issues, and people are publicly questioning whether Netanyahu's obsession with military and his sharpness and the political stunt in from the U.S. Congress just weeks before elections back home makes his leadership questionable. All he did was brag about how much money he'd gotten from the United States. Did you notice that? The doctor that was taken to NIH, Dr. Lewis Rubinson, started getting sick. And the question is, just 12 hours after he got an experimental Ebola vaccine, 2 days after he stuck himself with a needle while caring for an Ebola patient in September, I mean, within 2 days, he was aboard a jet being evacuated from Sierra Leone to the United States. He wasn't sure if he was infected with Ebola or if the vaccine was causing a reaction. He was en route to strict isolation at NIH outside Washington. Months later, it's fairly clear that the vaccine, now this is according to NBC News, caused the reaction. The patient developed malaise, nausea, fever 12 hours after the vaccination while on the transport jet. Dr. Mark Mulligan of Emory University and colleagues wrote in a study published in the Journal of the AMA Thursday. The vaccine did it again, ladies and gentlemen. Double standard for Espionage Act as Petraeus goes free, while Kiriakou and Sterling go to prison. Why is it that lower-level officers are sent to prison for shedding light on CIA torture and missteps, while the former director is getting off with a slap on the wrist and a $40,000 fine, which won't bother him one bit. He probably won't even pay it. CIA employees have no doubt taken note of the disparity in sentences and will be less likely to share information about agency abuses with the media in the future, which is probably what the Justice Department had in mind all along. If you remember, Petraeus had a girlfriend, and the girlfriend was writing a book about him, so he let her allegedly see all of his documents that he had saved that were classified to use for the book. That's pretty serious, if you ask me, but not if you are a general and you can get a $40,000 slap on the wrist. And that's all that he got. Judge Napolitano says that Hillary Clinton could potentially face jail time. Oh, my heart, be still. Could face jail time if charged over the emails. Liberty Crier reports that an interview with Jonathan Turley, George Washington University's law professor, says the idea that a cabinet member would create her own system is pretty extraordinary and pretty dangerous. This is the type of thing that sends most security officers into orbit. This certainly runs against the grain of the federal law. It's much more difficult to comply with those laws when you're creating your own system and allowing your own people to manage it. And it was nothing but criminal, ladies and gentlemen. She needs to go to jail. And like they're saying, well, Colin Powell did the same thing. Well, put him in there with her then. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. This is Joyce Riley. We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So who else will you meet at the Get Prepared Expo? For starters, from Republic Broadcasting, John Moore and John Statmiller. From GCN, Aaron and Brad Dakins, Joyce Riley, and me, Vincent Finelli. Joining us are the instructors whom you've learned to trust. Surgeon of the Year, Dr. Norman Shealy. Engineer, Matt Stein. The real Fox Mulder of the X-Files, Dr. Richard Allen Miller. Author and analyst, Captain John Reagan. Your counterterrorist from Central America, Mike Ma. Dental center owner and my dentist, Dr. Howard Shane. Radiation instructor, Craig Douglas. Author and survivalist, Rich Sheban. Author, Judy Dollarhite. Cancer center owner from Mexico, Dr. Patrick Vickers. Bug out expert and pilot, Captain Bill Sermo. Beekeeper, Jeff Maddox. Seedsman, Mike Knox. Author, Gayla Pruitt. Author, Harry Cooper. Food expert, Joe Acapinti. And Bill Whaley, the junk man. March 27, 28, and 29. GetPreparedExpo.com, the largest preparedness and survival expo in the USA.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. I also want to remind you about that expo coming up. That's going to be March 27, 28, 29 in Lebanon, Missouri. It is going to be a big one, and you just heard all the people that are going to be attending. And I need to leave it open that I may or may not be attending, depending on how things are going, so please understand that. But that is going to be great for Vincent Finelli to put on that expo, March 27, 28, and 29. I want to also say that those of you who donated money toward the veteran to save his house, I cannot thank you enough. Oh my gosh. We raised the money we attempted to raise, and it was because of you. He wrote me a 6-page letter thanking you all. thanking each and every one of you for what you did. And I'll read that letter. Not all of it, but I'll read the letter to you very soon. But I just want to say thank you. I want to also say that Gary Franchi, who was here, he was so touched listening to what was happening that I put out the call for a vet who needs to save his house because he can't pay his taxes. And he was in a lot of trouble. And he was very sick. And he's getting, what did he say, $70 a month, did he say? For disability, something like that, or maybe 200, I don't recall. But anyway, that was horrible. And he could not pay his taxes. He was going to lose his house that was paid for. So we ask you to come to the forefront, and you all saved his home. And I want to thank each and every one of you. At least we believe so, and that's what I know at this point. But we will find out more about that story as time goes on. But thank you, each and every one of you. I know you did an amazing job. And for some of you, it probably hurt to have to do that. But, you know, you do make a difference, and this is the way we should do it. All right, let's get back to what is happening here in the world. And it's there's a lot of it. American drone. Oh, by the way, Scott told me during the break that Colin Powell did not have a regulation saying that he, when he was in office, could not utilize a private email source. So just to let you know, there was no regulation back in whenever, prior to, I believe, 2008, that happened. So he did not break the law in that arena. Now, buying weapons and selling weapons to Iraq, I don't know about that. Or, you know, using chemicals and biologicals, maybe he broke the law there, but be that as it may. Anyway, thank you, Scott, on that. American drone operators are quitting in record numbers. According to The Nation, the Air Force explains the departure of those drone pilots in the simplest of terms. They are leaving because they are overworked. The pilots themselves say it's humiliating to be scorned by their Air Force colleagues as second-class citizens. Some have also come forward to claim that the horrors of war, seen up close on video screens, day in and day out, are producing an unprecedented long-distance version of PTSD. Oh, let me get this straight. So killing people in mass, the way you're doing, by just bombing the living daylights out of places that you've never seen before and may never go to, and people you don't know, is bothering them. Killing people in large numbers. Let's insert the term killing innocent people in large numbers. It's probably getting to them, and I would agree 1,000%. The horrors of war, seen up close on video screens day in, day out, are producing unprecedented long-distance version of PTSD. How about your conscience and your soul reacts later? Did you hear about the SWAT team that showed up to an elementary school to promote the police state? According to the Free Thought Project, the officers weren't there to raid the school or arrest anyone. But they certainly looked like they were going to. The SWAT officers were all carrying high-powered weapons, wearing paramilitary gear, as if they were about to raid a terrorist organization. The police proudly bragged about the event on their Facebook page, posting a number of pictures with fully clad SWAT members standing on a stage in front of small children. Oh, we are so proud of you. You scared small children. What an accomplishment. Oh, my goodness. And none were injured, at least at that point. Unbelievable. Oh, speaking of being scared, I was listening to CNN talk about Boko Haram now unites with ISIS. Did you hear that they have decided to have this coming together of the minds? So they're all going to join together. The bad guys are going to join together. Well, at least these two big groups. I think that's fascinating. Let me tell you what CNN anchor asked, the question they ask about this after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley.
A little- little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. I was telling you about CNN today when they were doing an interview, and of course, Boko Haram is joining with ISIS. Ooh, double bad guys, double bad guys. And so the anchor, one of the anchors said, "When does America become truly panicked?" I couldn't believe I heard that. When is America going to become truly panicked? As I guess they should be. Now, the interview was being done with a senator, Angus King from Maine, Democrat from Maine. And of course, he comes on and he says, but ISIS is doing all these things. They're killing babies. They're throwing gays off of buildings, off the roofs of buildings. They're destroying artifacts. Remember how we heard that during the Gulf War? They're throwing babies out of the incubators, and they're cutting off the breasts of women. They're doing all these horrible things. Remember how many times we've heard that, and it turns out not to be true? When do we ever believe anybody again? Well, I don't know, because we're having trouble believing anybody, that's for sure. And then, of course, Angus King says, Senator Angus King says, the Shia also with the help of the head anchor guy on CNN. Well, the Sunni and the Shia militias are joining together, and they're probably going to join together with Iran, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And Oh, my goodness, yes. And did you know that General Dempsey has been sent to Iraq? Oh, I guess two boots on the ground, maybe. I don't know. It's all about... Wait a minute. When you send a general, do you realize the support team you have to send with that? And the troops you have to send with that? It's all about another war. A third war in Iraq, ladies and gentlemen. And more money, more weapons for them. And more resources for them. Now remember, you know, if we had turned over Iraq to Iraq, we wouldn't be owning all their oil. Think about that. We own the resources, and we'll give you all the sand. And you guys can fight amongst yourselves for the sand. Really? Being lied to. And Hillary Clinton. I got to tell you this. And another story. Hillary Clinton's brother was granted super rare mining permit from Haiti after the State Department sent that country billions of dollars. You want to talk about corruption? I mean, it's everywhere in those echelons of the government. They all ought to be in prison for the rest of their natural lives, as far as I'm concerned. The tiny North Carolina company called VCS Mining, also included on this board, Bill Clinton's co-chair of the interim Haiti Recovery Commission, former Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Max Bellerive, VSC's coveted gold mining exploitation permit was apparently such a sweetheart deal that it outraged the Haitian Senate, since royalties to be paid to the Haitian government were only 2.5%. A sum mining experts say is at least half the standard rate. And who do you have in there getting all the spoils of the earthquake? Hillary Clinton's brother. Remember when Clinton and Bush walking through Haiti, oh, we're here to help the poor people, right? Help them out of their money is what they did. Activists in Chicago still want to close that black site. They're still there protesting. They want the police to shut down the formerly abandoned warehouse that is reportedly being used to interrogate suspected criminals without recourse to legal representation. The detention facility, which was brought to public attention in a report by The Guardian on February, is a plain warehouse located in Chicago's west side known as Homan Square. Long been the scene of secretive work by special police units. Boy, don't you know that is true. Common AR-15 green tip ammunition is already banned in the new ATF regulation guide. The same day the proposal was released, on a Friday of a three-day holiday weekend, ATF opened up a shortened 30-day period for public comment about the new regulation. But it turns out ATF had been working on a ban of AR-15 green tip ammunition for quite a while and has already issued the ban in its new 2014 regulation guide. Regulation guides for the ATF come out approximately every 10 years, and they knew exactly what they were going to do, and they don't care what you think, by the way. But they would like to trap you into coming on board and stating your comments so that they can then perhaps target you. California cops who blew the whistle on ticket quotas have been forced to undergo counseling. Oh, my gosh. Six police officers from Whittier, California, are suing the city after being punished for protesting the ticket quotas. The officers say they complained repeatedly within the department and shortly after were met with discrimination. They say their careers have been materially and adversely affected and irreparably harmed by the city. The officers allege they were reprimanded by being ordered to undergo counseling and that they encountered increased scrutiny, disparaging remarks, and faced unwarranted transfers. That's what happens when you tell the truth. Well, no, that's what happens when there's only a minority of people that will tell the truth. But when the majority tells the truth, it changes everything. And The Blaze is reporting that seven cops and lawyers apparently lied to put a man in jail. There was a video that appeared that has maybe saved this guy. Douglas Dendinger, 47-year-old disabled Army veteran, found himself the target of an apparent police conspiracy to put him away for life, all because he handed a court summons to a cop. WWL-TV reported he stepped up to act as process server in August 2012 for a brutality lawsuit filed by his nephew, handing a summons to Chad Cassard as the former police officer exited the courthouse in Washington Parish, Louisiana. Dendinger found himself verbally attacked by the swarm of cops and lawyers nearby. Wow. And the jobs report came out last week. Did you hear about that? And the stock market went down. But the jobs market was so good, it looked like. In other words, the unemployment rate dropped because the labor force shrunk. If the economy was in recovery, the labor force would be growing and the labor force participation rate would be rising. The 295,000 claimed new jobs are, well, it's highly suspect. Shall we say that? Or should we just call it what it is, fraudulent? For example, the report claims 32,000 new retail jobs, but the Census Bureau reports that retail declined in December and January. Why would retailers experiencing declining sales hire more employees? None of it makes any sense. It is all manipulated. But that's what we are told to live with. That is the system that has been set up for us. American flag is now banned. Have you heard about this? By a California university students. The Washington Times is reporting that the student government at the University of California, Irvine, voted Tuesday to remove all American flags from one of their rooms, arguing that the flag could be considered offensive and anti-inclusive. The bill, which passed with 6 yeas, 4 nays, and 2 abstaining, would remove all flags, including the Stars and Stripes, from the lobby of the building that houses the undergraduate governing body known as the Associated Students of the University of California, Irvine. Remove the American flag. No relationship to where you are. None. That's the way they want it. Did you know that U.S. Citizens were forced to wait months for DMV appointments as the illegal aliens got priority? Who would tolerate this or allow this? The California DMV says it's trying to work through the new changes, which are flooding the system with untold millions of illegal immigrants who aren't even legally in the state. But the situation is still a nightmare for people living in California legally, some of them who are now experiencing extreme difficulties with even making an appointment at the DMV several months before their license expires. Can you believe that? Now, I wonder if those illegal aliens have to have insurance, if they would be so cruel as to require them to have insurance. There is a Stop Chemtrail Spraying petition on the White House website, the aerosol spraying petition. I don't know if I'd sign it or not. You know, every one of these things are just a, you know, direct, I don't know. I don't want to say not to sign it, but then that's what they want to know, is who are against these things. They've only got 380 signatures right now. I think a lot of patriots are going to say, no thanks. I'm not going to go put my name up there as to, hey, target me. Mustard, cayenne pepper, and green tea can boost your metabolism for weight loss. That is interesting. If it works, and I hope it does, I hope that that's something that you could hang your hat on and do something that would really make you have an edge on losing weight, because it is so hard. Mustard, cayenne pepper, and green tea. Metabolism refers to the physical and chemical processes that synthesize energy. These chemical reactions take place within the cells and help the enzymes and hormones. Also, preparing for the global depression with 11 tips. Let's look at those. Prepare for loss of revenue. Wow. Nobody wants to think about that, right? Need to have some cash at your disposal, maybe a little coin. Diversify your assets into cash, land, investments, and maybe a few coins. Reduce your debt. Get out of debt. Reduce your exposure. If you have a financial consultant, you should talk to him or her about your investment portfolio that is most at risk. Move your assets away from those areas most at risk. Store food, water supplies. Boy, we know that one, don't we? Learn to grow food. Get ready to move if you have to. Be community-minded. Or, you know, even better than get ready to move, move now. If you want to get out of the city, move now. Don't wait until the day they close the gates. By the way, I got us some pictures from Sally. She sent me pictures of those gates that we were talking about on Friday that they're putting across highways or interstates. I'll send that to Catherine, and maybe she'll put it in the email blast for you. Okay, be community-minded, working things out now with your neighbors. Become friends with your neighbors. Then the last one, plan, and then plan some more, for sure. What could save you possibly from diabetes and dementia? Vitamin D. It's worth it. It's certainly not that expensive, ladies and gentlemen. Not that expensive at all. California water rates are going to skyrocket 30% this year. Oh, my goodness. The Santa Clara Water Valley District, East Bay Municipal Utility District, San Francisco PUC, Public Utilities Commission, rate hikes of 30%. Pretty scary, isn't it? Absolutely. And nearly 15,000 turkeys have died in Minnesota in the avian flu episode. A strain of lethal avian flu is now being blamed for the deaths of nearly 15,000 turkeys in Pope County. They're moving quick to keep it in check. The Minnesota Department of Agriculture said Thursday that only workers handling the birds, all from the same commercial flock, are at risk of infection. Workers handling all birds, handling the birds from the same commercial flock, are at risk of infection. The workers for avian flu. U.S. Department of Agriculture says the finding in Pope County in western Minnesota, first appearance of the highly pathogenic H5N2 strain in the Mississippi flyway. Another probably laboratory-created disease. Why are we so questioning these things? The flu shot, I'll give you one reason. The flu shot is 82% ineffective. It's a big fail, ladies and gentlemen. Didn't work. And it's even lower than that for children 2 to 8 years old. But they sure got the contamination, didn't they? Homeopathy is now helping autism. Health Impact News has a story on that. And that BPA harms dental enamel in young animals, mimicking human tooth defect. Losing 30 minutes of sleep raises weight and diabetes risk. And a family in Chicago, they have taken away their baby from the family for seeking a second opinion. She never dreamed this choice would eventually result in her their adorable grandchild being what she terms medically kidnapped more than a year later. On March 12th, the family faces a hearing to determine whether Malik, now 2.5, will be able to return to his grandparents who love him or forever become a ward of the state. Because they questioned the best place for the child to receive treatment. Wanted a second opinion. Unbelievable. And does your pet's food contain the toxic synthetic vitamin menadione, which is a synthetic form of vitamin K? Widely used ingredient in pet food, not only does menadione lack many of the important properties of natural vitamin K, derived from whole foods, it has also been identified as a liver toxin. Even in very small amounts, ingestion of menadione on a daily basis over a dog or cat's lifetime is cause for concern. Check your food you're giving your pet. Okay, now I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I would like to hear from a few of you out there on what's happening. I want to hear something either that you're concerned about in the news today or something happening in your local area. I'd like to hear from those of you. We've only got about 8 minutes that we can take phone calls at 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. If you have a question, comment, if you're really onto something in the news, give us a call at the Power Hour, 855-995-6923. Let me remind you to please support the Power Mall. We've got a lot of items on special. Oh, my gosh. A lot of items on special. Remember, time to get your seeds. The Power Hour Seed Kit is on sale. The Green Kit, the Medicinal and Culinary Herb Kit, is on sale. The Greens Package on sale, and the Basic Starter Package, along with your easy-to-build greenhouse plans. Give us a call at the Power Mall. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Taking your calls. Stay tuned.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. I just wanted to tell you, I had decided, you know, I didn't need any more cats. So I told God, no more cats. So lo and behold, one day, here comes a little baby cat. I told you all about it. It was real skinny. Really needed some food and some loving badly, so I named it Last Kitty. And told God, that's the last kitty for me. And Hopefully it will be. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, they opened up a, all of a sudden the male cat started coming around, and that was really not delightful. And so I just want to tell you, there is a new neutering place that has been opened in Eldon, Missouri. And for $25, you can get an animal neutered, and you don't have to require, they don't require vaccines. I was so thrilled. Took that little kitty in there and got him fixed, or Denny did on Friday, and so thrilled. Anyway, let's go to Vern in Virginia. Vern in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Vern?
Morning. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that article you covered a little bit more about the petition about chemtrails.
Right.
I definitely... it's possible your scenario, definitely they could be using that to target people eventually. But on the other hand, I think they would probably use it more to against the chemtrail movement and for chemtrail truth, and say, well, not every, it didn't meet the threshold, you know, to be dealt with, so it's just a conspiracy theory, and these are the kooks.
Uh-huh, right.
You know?
Could be.
But
yep.
I would like to see that petition reach the threshold. I think it's, what is it, 100,000?
Yep, 100,000. Mm-hmm.
Did that article say who was behind that petition?
I don't think they normally do say that. I don't recall, but no, not that I know of now. It just says, stop aerosol spraying from the nation's skies. It was put up there February 17th, and that's about all I know. Anyway, they need 99,620 signatures now.
Yeah.
Have you signed it yet?
No, I haven't. That's the first I heard about it.
Oh, okay. Because, you know, everybody says, I hope it passes, but I don't want to sign it. You know, I mean, a lot of people are really hesitant to do that.
Oh, yeah, so, definitely. They need to be.
Yeah.
They need to be aware of what their criminal government's up to. But,
yeah.
You know, just like, you know, this the issue with chemtrails. Meanwhile, in the paper today, it's talking about the EPA moving to ban wood stoves. They're going after the wood stoves, but they're totally ignoring the toxic substances that they're spraying over our heads on a daily basis and raining down and depleting our soil and on and on and on. It's sick.
Oh, yeah. Or what about the Roundup? Yeah. No kidding.
Exactly.
Glyphosate. Yeah. Hey, thank
All
you
right.
very much for the phone call.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Vern. Let's go to, what did I just do with my list? Let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I have a question. I'm curious to know if anyone else is having the same problems I've been having for a couple of weeks in connecting with CNN, both with a desktop and with an iPad, and also through Verizon and also through Time Warner. It seems to be both frequently being dropped and sometimes not being able to connect at all. Just
interesting.
Whatever it's me.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we'll throw it out there, see if anybody wants to respond to that or email me on that. I don't know. I have not noticed a problem with that. So thank you very much, Bill. I appreciate the phone call. See, this is how we find out what's going on around the country. Roger in Missouri. Roger, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
I have a red alert for all veterans.
Okay.
I received it's a Million Veteran Program Baseline Survey. And
okay, why don't you stay right there? Stay right there, Roger. I'm going to hear what that is. We'll be back after this 1 minute, 10-second break with the Power Hour. And Roger, find out what this veteran survey is all about. Then we're going to be joined by Dr. Ann Blake Tracy in the second hour and Attorney George Parnum in the third hour. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.